so we're gonna hide. Won't you carry me away to safety so that I can be a higher place where the devil won't be? Oh, guardian angel, won't you carry me? Guardian angel.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour of Spiritual Hollywood. And we have with us tonight our guests, Rene Godet?
Godet.
And Maggie Godet, his lovely wife. And they are going to bring forth for us this evening The Wonders. And The Wonders are a collective energy consciousness channeled by deep trance channel Rene Godet, with the assistance of his wife, Maggie McGuffin Godet. The Wonders describe themselves as a group of entities numbering between 3,000 and 4,000 and residing on the 29th dimension of reality, where all reality is comprised of 32 dimensions, with God, Goddess, the All That Is, residing on the 32nd dimension. That's pretty incredible.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It's a mouthful, and I'm going to read a little bit from Renee's bio. Deep trance channel Rene Godet has been on a personal journey of self-awareness, enlightenment, and growth since 1987. Following a near-death experience as the result of a snowmobile accident in February of 89, Rene realized his life was about to take a major turn as childhood memories began to resurface, and he reawakened to the realization that he was a deep trance channel. As he later recalled, his parents had taken him at the age of 3 to see a psychiatrist because he was always talking in his sleep. At age 5, he told his father that he wanted to go to sleep and get paid for it. Mm-hmm. In 1990, while meditating, Rene began answering questions. Since then, he has developed his ability to move quickly and effortlessly into a deep trance or sleeping state in which he allows the collective consciousness, since dubbed The Wonders, to speak through him. He has been actively channeling The Wonders since 1993, as The Wonders have made clear on several occasions, they choose to speak only through Rene. Thus, Rene continues to be, as he has been from the outset, the exclusive channel and conduit to the information being presented by The Wonders. That's pretty amazing. And then a little bit about Miss Maggie is, Rene describes session director Maggie McGuffin Godet, his wife and partner, as the love of my life, the life to my love, and the yin to my yang. Maggie has been on her own spiritual journey since early childhood, which has led her in many different directions. As session director, she helps focus The Wonders on a specific moment in time and space. Maggie has gained valuable insights into how best to communicate with The Wonders and puts these insights to practical use by assisting session participants in the wording of their questions. She also directs Rene through the process of placing his conscious mind to one side so that the wonders may come through. That's pretty amazing. I can't think of a more fun way to be together and enjoy doing this incredible thing and helping people together. And just wondering in just a few words how either of you or both of you could sum up what that ride is like for you.
Cool.
Incredible, yeah.
Okay, that was pretty good. Cool and incredible. So what do the wonders think of Maggie and Renee?
They, when they've always said that Maggie was the missing link, not the hairy one.
So. How fortunate for you and for
fortunate
Maggie.
For me, too.
Exactly. Wonderful.
But, you know, she's without her, this whole, I mean, I did the wonders before her, but there's an ease that came about when Maggie came into my life, and I'm able to let go so much more freely because of it, you know, and I feel comfortable and trusting, and I don't need to be here. So it gave me the ability to go deeper into the trance than I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right, right. So she's totally got your back.
You got it.
She's
got me covered. She's got the big bat if anybody comes near me.
The
know?
Big bat. Oh, yes. You got to have one of those.
Yeah. Yes.
So Maggie, what is this like for you? I mean, to be married to the love of your life and the life to your love and to be able to do something like this, just tell our listeners what that's like from a woman's perspective. And you know, I'm sure that like all of us, you know, we've longed for that love of our life. And when you met Renee, what was that like for you as you discovered each other's special gifts?
It was like coming home. The moment I saw him, I knew that we would be together and that he would be a part of my life and I would be a part of his. And it's amazing. It's just there's so much love between us, and it's comfort and it's growth and it's empowerment, and we're just equal partners. It's just incredible.
That's wonderful. And I was saying on one interview that I had with the two of you through Greg Norman at Universal 7 Radio. That was a really fun interview. As a matter of fact, it's up on his website.
Mm-hmm.
How I think you should definitely have something called Wonderwear. because I was so concerned that you could see me where I was, and I had to make sure that I was dressed properly. And you said something about my underwear, and that's how Wonderwear came about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing with the wonders, and that's the thing your listeners have to realize, is that they connect to an individual energy so completely, so absolutely, that there isn't anything that you can hide. And why would you? You're coming to them to get the guidance that will lead you past your fears. So you want them to be able to connect to that energy, see the total part of you, not just who you are in this lifetime, but everything you've ever been, and be able to give you that guidance that leads you to the realizations of where you can go with it.
Yes, and, you know, life is a journey.
Oh, it's an amazing journey.
Right, and I believe that transparency is absolutely necessary for telepathic communication. It's when we have things to hide that we are not able to have telepathic communication. Would you agree with that?
I think the more open and vulnerable you are, the more all of those abilities open up.
Yes, and all of them, absolutely. But the ability to intuit with one another, I'm sure that part of the bond that you and Maggie have together has to do with having nothing to hide.
Oh, I agree.
Yes. So that's coming from with that.
You know, it's kind of cool in a way, because I don't have to talk. She gets to complete my sentences before I even get to start them,
yeah.
You know?
That's great. We have a oneness that's really incredible, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
It goes beyond telepathy.
Yeah.
It's really it's almost like whatever I am thinking about, whatever I feel, she's already feeling and thinking about it as well.
Terrific.
It even goes beyond just the telepathic idea, you know, the idea that telepathy being, of course, communication through the mind, you know?
Right, right. So does that ever get in the way?
What?
That kind of closeness.
No. In fact, it's almost like the moments when we feel out of our fears, we kind of sometimes kind of move a little bit away from that closeness. it's like all of a sudden, wow, it's like there's something immense living in our lives.
Right.
You know?
No, I can only imagine. I mean, there's a deliciousness out there like you two have for all of us, and it's just being open enough and transparent enough and vulnerable enough to allow it to find us.
Yeah.
And it's all about allowing, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the wonders, as you know, they've got thousands of hours, well, 1,000 hours that we've already done over a lot of material. And some of that material is on vulnerability. And mm-hmm. they took a group of individuals through a whole 3-year course on vulnerability. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. And it's interesting because the more people think of vulnerability as something to be that, where they can get harmed and hurt by it, but it's not. It's actually something that's very empowering.
It's a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I see vulnerability in a person, I see them as a healthy, whole person.
Yes.
Not
exactly.
As a weak person.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't feel your feelings, then you're not really living.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So neither of you have heard about the cosmic trigger event that we're in the throes of at this very moment, right?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a cosmic trigger event, and it was to be today for 17 hours.
Okay.
And at 5:10, no matter what time zone you're in, which is not too much later than now, was the absolute pivotal peak point of that. And it is a time of an ultraviolet UV pulse beam radiating from higher dimensions in the universe will cross paths with the Earth on this day. Earth will remain approximately within this UV beam for 17 hours. This beam resonates with the heart chakra. It is radiant fluorescent in nature, blue, magenta, and color, although it resonates with frequency band. It is above the color frequency spectrum of your universe, which you, Earth, articulate in. However, due to the nature of your soul and soul groups operating from universe to frequency bands, it will have an effect. And let me get to the meat of it, what this is all about. What does this mean? Well, since all matter manifests is due to your thoughts, i.e. what you focus on, this beam will accelerate these thoughts and solidify them at an accelerated rate, making them manifest a million times faster than they normally would. For those that do not comprehend, your thoughts, what you focus on, create your reality. This UV beam thus can be dangerous. For if you are focused on thoughts which are negative to your liking, they will manifest into your reality almost instantly. Then again, this UV beam can be a gift to you if you choose it to be. So it's just a day of intense focus on whatever's going on in the collective consciousness. What you think about, you bring about, it will be magnified 1,000-fold. And this is something that's been talked about for many weeks, and it's all over the internet and everywhere. It's like it's common knowledge today that this is going on. I can't tell you I must have gotten 100 emails about it. And it says, focus on whatever it is that you desire. What is required for the benefit of all Earth and humanity is positive thoughts of loving nature. And all we need is 1 million people focusing on the highest, best good, highest, best wisdom of our leaders and our planet for today, and it will cause a consciousness shift. And they're calling the UV trigger event 818 Gateway. So, you know, it could sound like a lot of hooey, but it's what we believe that manifests in our lives more than anything else. And if you think it's true or you think it's not true, either way, you're right. So.
Well, the thing is also, you know, the difference, I think, between what you've said and what you've described, it sounds interesting in a lot of ways, but it almost sounds to me like, again, the whole concept of giving your power away to something else. And mm-hmm. I don't know. With the wonders, the way we've certainly the way they talk and the way we've learned from listening to them, we've learned that the power is really within us. And even though they say that, you know, like you get 1 million people to change the consciousness of humanity, and I agree with that, because the wonders are certainly moving towards that whole concept of changing and shifting the consciousness of humanity. It's like, I guess when you were talking about it, the impression I got was the shift to what? Shift to some kind of a loving nature, a loving aspect? Or
yes, the I am nature. The I am.
What if you shifted away from that whole thing of, you know, fearing who you are into basically into choosing, just choosing.
I think that's what it's about. And what they're, and you know, even if it's entertainment, Renee,
mm-hmm.
what the benefit that's really great about it is if you get enough people thinking about thinking positive all at the same time on the planet, then it will have a collective effect.
Oh, I agree with
everything
that.
Is energy. Mm-hmm. So on that note alone, it's so worth doing.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, even if it's a game.
I guess I agree that if enough people really make the choice, not just think about it, but
mm-hmm.
choose, and because ultimately, let's face it, if you take a look at our individual lives, I mean, how many times do we all think about a lot of stuff, but we never really choose it, so we don't really change anything. We just mm-hmm. keep on moving, and eventually, after a while, after enough justification, things do happen, and we manage to choose a little bit, and things change a little bit. But I guess the way I look at it is, we can spend our lives doing that, or we can just say, I choose something different. And if I can just go on my soapbox for a minute, if you don't mind, you know, I go back to, Maggie and I were talking about Vietnam War just not too long ago, a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think about the reason that everything changed at that point, why the whole world stopped and the war stopped and the whole thing, it's because people didn't just think about it. They actually got up and did something about it. They did what they could. Some of them protested. Some of them wrote. Some of them talked to their elected representatives. Some of them created songs. It became a total movement of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we need to do for the next movement of consciousness for humanity.
Right.
We need to get off our collective duffs, stop thinking about things, and start doing something with it, about what we want.
Right. So what you're basically saying is, and Spirit just gave me this term, choice is change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Choice creates
change. It's got a new bumper sticker.
Choice creates change. It isn't change. Choice creates change.
Right. So choice equals change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think people can grasp like two word phrases like that, like
sure.
shift happens.
Sure.
And things like that.
Choice creates change. If you think about it, let's just choose. Let's just do something.
No, choice is our greatest power, absolutely bar none.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that completely. But it's fun to muse over things, and it's fun to, you know, what I really like, Renee and Maggie, is that people are, lots and lots and lots of people are now talking about things like this, where this kind of conversation is becoming commonplace by the water cooler. I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We've seen the changes occur since we started channeling the wonders. We've seen the amazing shift. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in yourselves too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But just as a little example, the wonders started when we first started channeling. I first started channeling the wonders. They came through with the word greetings.
Yes. That's a wonderful
term. And they were asked, what does that mean? And they said, that's a sharing of energy. So when they come through and they say greetings, they share their energy with everything that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, oh, well, that's interesting. And from there, they suggested and they encouraged the people that were listening to start saying greetings as well. Well, we've watched over the last 8-9 years, we're getting basically every email we get now has got the word greetings in it.
Yes, I'm getting those as well. I've noticed.
You know,
I heard you say that before.
We're getting, you know, you call people at their phone and their phone messages are greetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are answering the phone and saying greetings.
Well, it's uplifting. There's got some resonation to it that just lifts you really immediately, like greetings.
Yeah, because it's a sharing. It's a complete sharing of yourself. You know how we were talking earlier about vulnerability and
mm-hmm.
openness? It's that sharing.
Absolutely.
It's a sharing of vulnerability.
Well, speaking of vulnerability and sharing, before we run out of our hour, because it goes by really fast when you're having delicious conversations,
yeah.
Shall we invoke and invite and say greetings to the wonders?
Absolutely.
So whenever you're ready.
No, I'm ready now.
Excellent.
Ready
so
now.
Maggie?
Yes, I'll say. Please envelop this entity so completely in love that all needs, wants, and desires are chosen.
And greetings.
Greetings, wonders.
Greetings, Maggie.
Would you please go to whom, to where, and to when you are directed? Would you please locate your facilitator, Maggie McGuffin-Gadette, on October 17th, 2006?
Yes, we have you.
We are gathered here at 8361 11th Line, our number 2, Thornton, Ontario, to do a telephone session for the Spiritual Hollywood Show with Kate Romero in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, we have the...
Okay, here we go.
Please.
Okay, Kate.
Hello.
Greetings, Kate.
Greetings. Greetings. And I'm fully dressed.
Good for you.
I'm wearing my Wonderwear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if you weren't, that would lead quite an image to every one of your listeners.
Well, I think that when things are left up to the imagination, it's much more tantalizing than actually seeing something.
There you go.
Yes. So, Wonders, I would like to address the question of, first, before I start with guiding and leading a conversation, I would like to invite the Wonders to say whatever's there in your space right now. If you have something for us, our listeners and myself, to go ahead and feel free to upload that.
Oh, and we do thank you, dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to ask a question.
Pardon?
Best to ask a question.
Go ahead and ask a question.
Please.
Okay, here it is. How do you feel we humans, clumsy as we are at times, go about creating conscious leaders and divine government?
First realize that feeling is something that is more human than anything else. But we can give you as a perspective of it.
Yes.
That you create conscious leaders and government. To do so, you must begin with yourself. Right now, individuals, such as yourself, are beginning to open themselves to some form and degree of conscious awareness. You're beginning to become aware of who you are. You're becoming aware of the choices you've made. You're becoming aware of your ability to choose, in fact. But still, there is a willingness on your part, and that's specifically you yourself, but the willingness on the part of the individuals, to set aside a good portion of themselves and to not view the government that they elect as an extension of themselves. The fourth defining statement that we've given humankind states, that which you are is that which I am, and that which I am is that which you are. How can your government be different than yourself if you yourself aren't willing to be conscious? So don't expect more from the government than what you can, in effect, look at yourself and appreciate.
That's a very good point.
The more you appreciate within yourself, yeah, we're very good at that, giving good points, aren't we?
Yes, you are.
The more you appreciate within yourself, the more then you can choose someone who appreciates the same within themselves.
Right.
In so doing, then, you create that conscious government that you're looking for.
Right. So what we're really doing is we're being counterproductive when we, let's say, make fun of our president.
Yes. It's not to judge him. It's not to define him or categorize him in a specific way. It is to acknowledge his choices. Acknowledge who he is, acknowledge his choices, and recognize that you have chosen by the very nature of yourself to put him there. If you think about it, how many individuals voted in the last election that could have voted as a percentage?
I know there was a large percentage that did not vote.
Yes. Approximately what? 35% to 38% of individuals voted?
Mm-hmm.
And of those, a little more than half actually succeeded in voting for the Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
So in effect, it could be said that somewhere between 17.5% and 20% of the population voted for the president. What happened to all the others? Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And the key here is to realize that as individuals, singular and collectively in group, you have an ability to create an example of a society that is reflective of the self-appreciation that you have within yourself. If you choose not to vote, you're saying to the world that you have no value, that you yourself, as an individual and as a society, are lacking in certain parts of yourself. And so, of course, the rest of the world, looking, perceives this. Do you think?
Yes.
And so then, in order to create an impact in the world, to basically allow yourself to participate in the world, you must then, by the very nature of that statement, vote someone in who can push themselves into the world events in order to reflect yourself there, which you yourself weren't willing to reflect by your nature of not voting. Do you see?
Right. Now I'm going to say something really off the wall here.
Go for it.
I was speaking to a dear friend of mine recently, and I said, you know, if Arnold Schwarzenegger can become our governor and Ronald Reagan could become our president, then I would like to also become president. And I would like to bring forth these concepts of universal law into our government and to cause this kind of enlightenment in our government, and to see somebody, the vice president perhaps, having the responsibility to report to the media everything that is working in the world, because many things are. It's just that the media loves to broadcast and talk about what isn't working in the world, and I know that that happens because we allow it, and I know that's happening because we watch the news and we keep buying it, so they keep providing it. I personally avoid watching the news for that reason, and I was also told that with my principles and with the change that I want to, the change I'm causing in myself is the change I want to see in the world. So I am starting with myself personally, and I believe that if every person found peace within themselves, there would be peace within the world. It would just naturally show up. But I was also told that just in the same way that Jesus Christ was crucified, because Jesus had concepts and ideas that political figures didn't quite like very much because it didn't serve their needs, they crucified him. And I was told that if I became president for the reasons I would like to, that I would also be killed.
First realize that they would never allow you to become president, so you wouldn't have to worry about being ill.
Right, but I'm just saying, what if? I mean, what if? I believe that I can have, do, or be anything I wish if I want it bad enough.
If you became president, if that were the case, if that were the reality, by the time you made it there, there would be sufficient shift in consciousness to allow you to be there that no, you would not be killed.
Oh, I like that answer.
Is it?
Yes, because
but
we are
you
moving
would be,
that.
We assure you that there would be a good push to eliminate you long before that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key here. Now, the key here also is to realize that individuals that form your country, they themselves, even though you yourself, for example, are on a personal journey of personal growth, there are many individuals in your country, the majority, in fact, who are quite content to simply live an existence of, mindlessness.
Right.
Which is an existence whereby they don't have to think, they don't have to choose, they don't have to say, this is who I am. They can simply do what their parents did, what their grandparents did, what their great-grandparents did, and follow a pattern that was established by others for them, and that is being established by others, governments and so on, for them now. So the resultant is there's a large majority of your individuals in your country who basically that's what they choose.
Yes, agree.
Of the remainder of the minority that remains, roughly two-thirds of the minority that remains are on a journey of simply trying to uncover parts of themselves so they can create a little bit of a different life, but even the little bit of a different life has to fit the format of what life is. In other words, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want a couple of kids, a car, TV set, stereo system, CD player. You see?
Yes.
And so they're very content in achieving material wealth. And we don't minimize that material wealth part at all. But they're content in looking to achieve that as a way of measuring their own self-worth. And they don't realize that their self-worth isn't simply related to what they accumulate, but rather what they choose. And they're the remainder one-third, which is now we're getting pretty small, aren't we? The remainder one-third is on a journey of self-discovery. Of that one-third that remains, roughly one-half has begun a process of self-discovery within the last 7 to 10 years. One quarter has begun this process within the last 20 to 22 years, and the remainder has been on this process all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So So basically, you've got a great variety of different individuals, even the ones who have been on this all their lives, who have really been looking at discovering themselves all their lives, are still caught up with the process of justification. They're still trying to justify themselves into a different existence.
Right. What percentage of the population now wonders, would you say, is leaning towards personal growth and consciousness as opposed to 10 years ago?
Right now, approximately 12.2% of your population in the United States is moving towards personal growth and consciousness.
Okay. Well, how was that looking about 10 years ago?
10 years ago, you were somewhere around 7.1%. So it's increased substantially in 10 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good growth.
Do you think? However, given that, do realize of that percentage, 12.2%, as we did say, less than one quarter has been on this journey for a long time, and they're still, even those that have been on this journey for a long time, are still caught up with the whole concept of justification. Everyone, virtually every individual that is on this journey of self-growth and self-empowerment is still caught up with justifying themselves.
Okay, define for me and the listeners, if you would, what you mean by justifying themselves. Just paint a picture for us.
Look at it this way. Let's say you wanted to change your underwear, and you brought up
my Wonderwear.
Your Wonderwear.
Yes.
Let's say you wanted to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would have to go through a process of justification. Now, the first, is it necessary? Second, do you have the right kind? What about the color? What about the size?
Mm-hmm.
And after all, is it satisfactory? Is it sexy? Is it not sexy?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you would go through a whole process of justification that would say to you, yes, I can now change my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think of all the energy that you spend just thinking about justifying changing your underwear, and then apply that and multiply it to changing how you think, changing how you feel about yourself, changing how you choose about your life,
mm-hmm.
changing whether or not you choose to accept abundance, whether you choose to live a life of fear, whether you choose to set aside the concept of giving power to fear and, in fact, owning your own power. So what you have is individuals that are spending a whole lifetime, and lifetimes plural, trying to justify themselves into choosing not to give fear power. Do you think?
In choosing not to give fear power, we are in fact giving fear power because we're
Absolutely.
Focusing on not choosing not to give it power, correct?
Absolutely.
So, that's like chasing
the alternative. The alternative is just to choose, isn't it?
Right.
Do you think?
Right. If you focus on what you don't want, you're going to have a whole lot more of that.
Yeah, so just choose.
Yes, and that's why the media and collective consciousness, what the media feeds collective consciousness, we're going to have a whole lot more of that in our world. So, you know, when I become president, then I will be sure that the media does report what is working in the world.
But why wait till you're president?
Pardon me?
Why wait till you're president?
Well, I'm not waiting till I'm president. I have a show called Spiritual Hollywood, and I'm starting now.
We know.
Yes.
But look at it from this perspective. You are, right now, one voice in one environment, but why not expand this voice? Why not allow yourself to go beyond just your show? What's stopping you from syndicating your show? What's stopping you from going out, in fact, and basically doing what it takes to get this show into other venues, into other areas as well? Or to, in effect, bring this to even the television and movies.
And that's what's next, and that's what I'm working on. So you must have read my mind. I'm working on something called Elevate Hollywood, which will bring all of the entertainment industry together and introduce them to our living luminaries and show them the benefits of a spiritual path versus one of just commercially making money, but instead that the abundance come from spreading a message that makes the entire world richer.
If you really want to connect to those people and
mm-hmm.
create a change in their psychology and in their belief structures and in their consciousness,
yes.
Don't look to try to indoctrinate them into spirituality. Instead,
mm-hmm.
we would suggest give them an opportunity to realize that by choosing differently, they can create the abundant life, the new life that they're looking for. Because we assure you, every one of those individuals has issues of fear, issues of limits, issues of structure within themselves that are limiting their existence.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah, I do see. And what I do as a life coach and career coach is when somebody, I get to the heart of the matter of what's stopping them, I simply ask them if they're willing to give it up. And if they say they don't know, I ask them if they're willing to give up that they don't know if they're willing to give it up until
they
finally do give
it up.
Pardon?
What if they say they don't know to that?
They don't know what?
They don't know whether they don't know whether they want to give it up.
Then I keep going until we figure it out and they give it up. And if they don't want to give it up, I don't coach them.
Good. 30 I don't knows later, you finally get to, yeah, I know that one. You see?
Mm-hmm. It's an effective thing when you pinpoint somebody and ask them simply, are you willing to give it up?
Yes.
Because they don't know it's a choice. They don't know it's an option.
Oh, but now, fair enough. But if you want to get a little more direct,
mm-hmm.
we can give you this.
Okay.
This is our gift to you.
Thank you.
If you're looking to become more direct with them,
mm-hmm.
ask them this question.
Okay.
What do you fear most?
What do you fear most?
Yeah.
I do ask that question. It's part of my interview.
Don't make that part. Make that the first thing you ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we assure you, the answer to that will lead you directly to the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, many will tell you what they fear most, but it's not what they fear most. And this is where you must use your intuitive abilities, which you're so capable of, dear Kate,
mm-hmm.
and to use your intuitive abilities to realize when someone is giving you the surface
mm-hmm.
and not the underlying structure. You see?
Right.
Let them go to the underlying structure. Get them into their wonderwear.
Yes. I'm very good at that. And I leave them in their underwear quite often.
Good.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
there's a site for all of your listeners. A bunch of actors and actresses all sitting in underwear.
Always.
Good.
Yes. And I really, really feel honored and privileged to be in the entertainment industry to the level that I am and to be one of the very first progressive talent managers with a focus on consciousness who admits to it. I not only admit to it, but I'm proud of it, and I can't talk about it enough. And
sure.
And it's starting to be when I go to a premiere where nobody ever talks about spirituality or consciousness. I just mentioned spiritual Hollywood, and before I know it, I've got a crowd around me saying how timely it is, and you know, really divulging themselves and really exposing their own natures. And you know, when you're speaking to people on the level of quantum physics and the laws of attraction and universal laws, you really get their attention. Then the term spirituality comes into play because it's not exactly science, because there is a lot of belief in it, and we're only just learning the power of belief. There's biology in belief. Belief, you know, creates whether this day really is a cosmic trigger event or not for all of us. It certainly has been for me, and this has probably been one of the most euphoric, effortless, easy, delicious days of my entire life because I woke up in the consciousness of having it be that. It was a choice.
Good for you.
And I will see every day as this kind of opportunity because I can, and that is also a choice.
Yeah.
And I believe every person can do the same.
Good. Then choose every day.
Every day. And, you know, I have something. I'm writing a book called The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever. And there's a chapter on the consciousness closet where you go there. You know how you get dressed for the day? You can wear your wonderwear or you know, your wonder hat or whatever it is. You get dressed for your day, you know, whatever your mood has. Well, you also go to your consciousness closet and choose your consciousness for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few different things, you know, mix it up and just see what happens in your day. You know, life is exciting like that. And to really embrace your power of choice, to really embrace that nothing happens in your life that you say that you don't agree to, then you really start to have a good time living on this plane,
yes,
I believe.
Exactly. And then you'll start to explore, because that is what you're here to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems like I keep meeting more and more and more and more people that it's like I'm gathering this wonderful playground of people who are like-minded, and we're creating and causing all of these great, wonderful things together. And it's so effortless and so natural that we don't even have to do anything. It just comes. And when you're living your purpose, the universe does show up to support it every time. That's my personal belief, and I see it working in my own life every single day. And I also see it, if I may say this, working in yours and Renee's and Maggie's and the Wonders. Because whatever it is that you're doing that is your purpose, I see the universe showing up to support you in that and to support your cause.
But do realize that we don't have a cause. We don't have a purpose. We choose, and we simply chosen now because humankind is at a stage where it has an opportunity to truly empower itself. We've tried this before. We've tried this with the Nazarene. We've tried it before the Nazarene. We've tried it a number of different times. We tried it with Ra. We tried it with the Oracle of Delphi. We've tried it with a number of different individuals on a number of different occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And still, humankind still chooses to stay in fear. So once again, the opportunity is there. What we do see is that humankind now has an opportunity to move beyond itself or remain within the consciousness that it is for the next few thousand years. And
mm-hmm.
then the opportunity will present itself again.
Yes, and it's as easy as clapping your hands and saying enough.
Yes.
To give it up.
Exactly.
It's that easy.
Yes.
And you know, I see more and more people realizing that.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that you don't have to climb over six mountains. You can just open the door and walk through.
There you go.
You know, there's no need to suffer. And when you finally realize that you don't need suffering to be close to your creator, you choose the path of joy, and your creator is just your pure creator all the time.
Exactly.
100% creation. And every one of us are 100% creation. You know, and if we're not creating every day, then we're not really being our true natures. So to be in the entertainment industry, which is just a marvelous source of creation, and it's creation 100% of the time. During business hours, I'm a talent manager, and I absolutely adore my clients. They're the most wonderful conscious talent that you could set your clock by, and I adore working for them. I adore helping their dreams come true, but what I love most of all is the mentoring there that I'm allowed and privileged to contribute to each one of them so that they can learn what their true nature is. And even though everything is choice, some people still do give their power away by not understanding that the power lives inside of them. And for those people, all they need is somebody to point the way because they're ready and they're exhausted by hiding and struggling and suffering and doubting and fearfulness. They're just exhausted and they're just attracting to them a solution. And, you know, when they get tired enough and bottom out enough, bottoming out can be such a blessing because they surrender then. It's a slight shift from no to yes. And then before you know it, they've surrendered and, you know, the Calvary has showed up.
Yeah.
And then
they surrendered.
Pardon?
To a degree that they surrender.
Well, to the degree enough to where now they're starting to elevate themselves again.
Yeah. And then choice must take over again.
Right. But, you know, I see many, many people pull themselves out of the deepest depths to the highest heights, and it's just marvelous to see that. For what, however it comes about, I bless it.
Good.
Even if it doesn't come about in the most direct way, you know, people are where they are right now, and that's right for them until they find a better way.
True.
And to have more and more people showing the way, and, you know, you can admit it or not admit it, but the Wonders are helping people find their way as well. And I see that as a purpose being fulfilled, maybe not in the Wonders, but in the listeners, in the people who are privy to the gifts that you're offering and the contributions that you're making. That's their choice to see this as helping them on their purpose.
We agree. It's the choice of everyone to listen.
Yes.
And the choice of everyone to choose.
Yes. And you know, and people are drawn to what you're doing because there's a hunger for it. And I know you say extraterrestrials come with a knife and fork.
Well, you can feed your own hunger. The hunger that is inside of you is not going to be satisfied with food.
It's
going
to
be satisfied with choice.
It's satisfied with choice. And also, when you're having that longing, that hunger, and you see that food or money doesn't fill it up, then just by the law of attraction in itself, you're going to attract to yourself a solution for it as long as you stay open to it. So that you'll recognize it when it comes.
May we suggest something?
Yes.
May we suggest, dear friend, that first you must realize that when it comes to the law of attraction, everything is around you. It's always been there. It was never missing. It's just that you couldn't see it. What
you
that, all the law of attraction is really just you making a choice to observe more clearly that which surrounds you for you to choose. So it's not that you're attracting something. It's not that something that was missing and is coming towards you. It's that it was always there and you're finally able to perceive it.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And I see for myself that the more conscious I become and the more my frequency is tuned, the more of it I see.
Good for you.
And that's what people are doing right now. And you know, to realize that what the conversations that are going on around the water cooler, and that there are more and more executives wearing business suits in corporate offices who go in the bathroom and meditate on their coffee break, is a delight to know that that's
on. So why should they go to the bathroom to meditate?
Pardon me?
Why should they go to the bathroom?
Because they hide it, but at least they're doing it. And pretty soon they won't have to hide it. Pretty soon there'll be, you know, comfortable cushions and nice music and candles and incense in the break rooms for these people to go and recharge their batteries in any way that they choose.
True. But we would suggest to you that many of these executives would say that they're actually not meditating. They're actually just having a good dump. You think?
And they're choosing that.
Exactly. You call it meditation, they call it dump.
Yes. You know, that's a very powerful place to. Hi, everybody. Kate Romero here, Spiritual Hollywood. We had probably a cosmic trigger event glitch happen in the universe, and we lost the call that we were on, and our show basically went dark for a few minutes. I'm not sure if it's because the wonders were talking about what you really go to the bathroom for. That was a pretty turbocharged comment. Uh-huh. And as soon as it was said, we went bye-bye. So
yeah,
that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. So we do still have about 9 more minutes to have a conversation. And, you know, I don't feel a need to apologize except for the fact that the listeners now, you know, wondered probably where we went and that it interrupted our conversation. But I'm also of the mind that there are no accidents. There's only the journey. So whatever that was about is what that was about. And I'm going to accept it and just say, I don't know. What would you say, Maggie?
That was very strange.
It was very strange. Yeah. And it's been happening in other places, too. I heard it happen on a radio station yesterday while I was listening. Somebody said something pretty potent, and then all of a sudden the line went dead for about as much time as ours did. So I don't know what's going on with that. Is that Renee back?
Yes, I'm back.
Hey, Renee, sorry about that. That was a very potent comment that the Wonders made.
Oh, okay.
About going to the dump, the dump, the dump, dump, dump. So, but now that you're back with us and all of that, I would like to just talk a little bit about where people can find out more about the Wonders. Do you want to give us your website?
It's the website is www.thewonders.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So the next time you're going to be leading workshops or anything like that will be when? Do you want to tell us?
We have monthly workshops.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the next one is November 4th and 5th here in Thornton at our house.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember the title off the top of my head, but anyhow, something about the exploration of consciousness through the cellular structures or something of that nature.
Okay.
But we also have monthly study groups where people can join in from anywhere in North America toll-free and anywhere in the world, actually. And we have clients from all over that join in on the monthly study groups.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, of course, we have the big 2007 workshop, which is it's an amazing workshop. You were talking about changing consciousness earlier.
Uh-huh.
And it's about very much about that. It's about changing the consciousness of humanity from a consciousness of fear to a consciousness of free choice. And it's a two-week intensive workshop. There will be 37 one-hour sessions with the Wonders. It's being held at a four-star resort.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have organic food and clean spring water for everybody, top-notch accommodation, but they're going to have 10 of the 14 days, they're going to be having roughly four sessions a day, just, you know, talking from the Wonders.
Wow.
So it's going to be quite intensive, and it's designed to help people get through the limitations and the fears they have to change themselves. And really, it's going to be this group of people from all over the world. We've got people from Australia, people from England coming over. We've got California. We've got Canada. There's people all over coming to this thing.
Right. And I would imagine that a workshop like that would be very confronting for people, which is why it's good that they go.
Well, it's not so much confronting as much as loving.
Loving too, but confronting because, you know, growing up is very confronting. That's why many people avoid it.
What's that song, Growing Up is Hard to Do?
Yeah, and no, really, because it is very confronting. Growth is confronting. That's why people avoid it. And that's why we have all this fear still running amok. So in a very loving way, that's what I was referring to, is it's
sure.
going to be very confronting in a very loving atmosphere, I'm guessing, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are coming to this that have been studying with the Wonders for a long time. There's some that are teachers, the Wonders teachers. There's some that are, they're just starting.
Every level.
Oh, yeah, and it's great. And the more people that come, the more that we're going to be able to create this consciousness, this shift, you know, that, like the Wonders keep saying, and you keep saying as well, you know, it starts with one person, and it goes from there, and it goes on and
mm-hmm.
on, and it just grows and grows and grows. And,
yes.
You know, it's...
Critical mass.
Mm-hmm. And,
but you'll be turning out a lot of people who are going to hit the ground running and just, you know, spread this exponentially
absolutely.
In their own families, their own lives, and then there
absolutely.
It goes, like
absolutely.
A wildfire.
It's going to be amazing that way.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Hey, and like I said, it's a 2-week vacation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
nice,
ooh.
You know, so
are you going to have any other people there as guests, or will it be just completely all the Wonders?
It's all the Wonders.
37 sessions.
37 sessions
One
with
hour
the Wonders.
Sessions,
but if you
yeah.
want to come, Kate, you're more than welcome.
That's
yeah.
Yes, well, maybe I will. What's the date again?
August. Today's the end. Over. Mm. Sorry. The date is August the 11th to the 25th in 2007.
2007.
So.
Let me just put that in my calendar.
There you go.
And 4-star resort, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh, yeah. And it's like vegan food all...
You can get vegan, vegetarian, or carnivore. It's up to you.
Or carnivore.
Yeah, I call
good.
It carnivore.
So something for everybody.
Yeah, yes. And it's, like I said, it'll be all organic. You know, we've made arrangements to have it 100% organic because that's what the Wonders talk about.
Yeah.
And also... pure clean spring water, which the Wonders don't always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be available, and it's going to be a wonderful time.
I'm sure it will be, and I know that the Wonders really advocate people just removing all forms of toxins from their system so that they can reach the limits and the possibilities that they were born capable of reaching, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, because this toxic things that we ingest is actually polluting our bodies.
Well, it's polluting our bodies, it's polluting our environment, it's polluting
everything.
It's stopping us from growing, it's basically aging us, it's killing us, it's, you know, yeah, all kinds of
yeah, stuff. And it probably slows down progress in the bathroom, as you were mentioning.
That too.
Let's go back to that.
If the people are interested, if they go to our website, there's a banner right on the main page, and they just click on that, and it'll give them all the information they want. You can even click on the information, and it'll lead you right into the resort, so you can see what the resort is like. There's all kinds of different accommodations, you know.
Excellent.
Condos and you name
it. I know. Are there different price rates for yes. you know, people's budgets, or
oh, yes.
all
different,
one price rate?
No. Different price rates depending on the accommodation.
I see.
Everything
so,
from like
cruise.
Yeah, basically,
mm-hmm.
you can have just a hotel room,
mm-hmm.
you know, to
mm-hmm.
a 2-bedroom condo. Yeah.
Excellent. Wow. And so you have somebody helping you arrange this? Do you have planners? It's all about you and Maggie doing this.
That's mm-hmm. it. We just do everything.
Yeah. My goodness, you have full lives.
Yes, we
isn't
do.
Isn't that great?
We do. We were just commenting, I think it was just a little earlier today, that, you know, if we can manage to get some sleep between 2 o'clock in the morning to 9:30, we're okay.
Right. No, I hear you. I've got so many projects going on. I'm the same way, but I do manage to take care of myself. And if I don't, then I have no business helping others take care
right.
of themselves.
That's right.
So I have to be the change I want to see. I have to really be it, or I shouldn't be it.
Well, that's where we are, though. We are the example. In other words, mm-hmm. we are the example of possibilities.
Totally.
You know, the more you choose, the more freely you choose, the more you allow yourself to become that example of possibility.
Yes, and when we repress our greatness, we're ripping ourselves off and the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so what we're doing is ungunking people.
That's it.
Yes.
You got it.
I love it. I love it. Get the junk out of the trunk.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be looking forward to meeting you when you come to that workshop.
Yes, me also. I just really love it. And I feel that, you know, all the people in the entertainment industry who've been listening this evening will take away some tidbits that they can use in any walk of life. And I believe, too, that what goes on personally also goes on professionally, because it's a consciousness, it's a mindset, and it affects everything in our life.
Yeah.
So we've given them a lot of information about how to have that consciousness shift this evening, and I thank you both very, very much for being my esteemed guest this evening. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm not even going to make wrong the fact that we went off the air for a little bit. I'm just going to imagine that gave everybody a bathroom break.
There you go. Hey, you won anyway.
Yes.
There
yes.
you go.
So thank you both very much. This is Kate Romero with Spiritual Hollywood, and next week our guests will be Eric De La Barre, Neil Donald Walsh, and Stephen Simon, talking about the making of Conversations with God, and that should just be an incredible, incredible show as well. So please tune in then, and also if you want to check out what's going on at Guardian Angel Land, I'm at www.guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces. This is bbsradio.com. Kate Romero, thank you, Don, thank you, Doug, and thank you again, Maggie and Renee, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.